I'd like to convene the Pledge of Allegiance. Everyone would rise. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, well, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting tonight. And roll call for the commissioners. I see Commissioner Bartholomew is out in the great wide, country. Commissioner Cloud is present. And myself. So we have a full book of the commissioners. And with that, I'd like to open the public portion of the meeting to anyone who'd like to speak. Hearing no response, so ask again, does anyone from the public who'd like to speak? Okay, and third and last call, anyone from the public like to speak? Hearing no one, I close the public portion of the meeting. Does anyone have any additions, corrections to tonight's agenda? I've looked it over. Commissioner Glode?
Nothing.
And Commissioner Bartholomew?
Nope.
All right.
Would you like a motion to accept the agenda?
You read my mind.
All right, I'll make it.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Bartholomew made the motion. Commissioner Glode, second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, so moved. Moving along, has everyone had a chance to read through the minutes from the 13th of September meeting?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Any changes, any corrections that anyone saw necessary in those?
No.
No, I didn't see any either. All right, so again, a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll make that motion.
All right, Commissioner Glode.
We'll second it for you, Tom.
Commissioner Bartholomew, second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so moved. Minutes have been accepted. Old business. I'll defer to the chief. Do you have any old business for us, chief?
Just the only thing under old business is the body-worn camera project. We are still moving forward on that. We had some infrastructure items added to the building, and we're slowly starting to get a couple of packages in. So it is moving forward, but it's going to be a longer process. So that's kind of where we sit with body-worn cameras. We've already moved forward with the drug testing. We're pretty much compliant and up to date with where we need to be per the new Police Accountability Act. We're discussing with the union right now the impact of the behavioral health assessments. And after that, we'll be talking about the DREs, drug recognition experts, when we start talking about dealing with drugs and driving and the new marijuana law and impact on how we're going to enforce that. That's pretty much all I have as far as old business goes.
Any of the commissioners have any old business you'd like to discuss?
I do not.
No, I do not.
Okay. I don't know. Chief, any word on capital plan?
So, yes, I we met briefly with the new finance director, and really it's kind of up in the air. There is no capital plan. There is no plans for a capital plan. So we're starting from scratch right now. We've submitted our request for a capital plan, although they were requesting a capital plan for 22-23, we put our 21-22 items on the agenda first, which deal with vehicles and et cetera. So we've had that initial meeting, and then we're moving forward, and we're going to hopefully have a capital planning meeting as soon as they can address the current members and get them together, and that should start the ball rolling. But we are at least 6-8 months behind right now where we should be based on the past 20 years history.
Okay. Hopefully we can get that together and doesn't become a big issue because it's been neglected for so long. Okay, moving on to new business. Anyone have any new business to discuss? Hearing none. I'm not aware of any. Mr. Bartholomew, nothing?
No, I don't have anything new.
Mr. Glode?
Nothing new.
Chief, nothing new under new business?
I have nothing new that needs action.
And Deputy Chief Saad?
No, nothing.
Okay. Close out new business. Department reports. Has everyone had a chance to take a look at them?
Yes, sir.
Chief, is there anything you'd like to highlight in the department reports?
No, just in summary, we're starting to get back to, I hate to use the word, but the new normal. We're about where we were last year. So about this time, we were starting to come out of, our high quarantine and COVID, and people were starting to drive again and create normal business. So we're reflecting numbers like we used to in the past. So there's nothing that jumps out as far as that. And as far as the budget, we are doing okay. What the budget does not reflect is that we are expending some funds on a couple of grant-funded projects that are going to be reimbursable. So we're discussing that with the finance department right now on how that's going to be reimbursed and at what period in time. We don't want to wait till we're empty and then start replenishing it, knowing we're going to be needing those funds in the future. So that may skew our numbers a little bit in the overtime account, et cetera. But outside of that, there's nothing remarkable in the reports.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll take nothing remarkable. Let's put it that way. Did we ever hear anything, speaking of the budget, on any forfeiture funds from the DEA cases that were moving forward?
I do not have those numbers, but I can have them prepared for you for next month if you want them. We get things in periodically as cases are resolved. We really haven't spent any of that money, so there should be quite a sizable amount in there for future projects. We had intended on doing a pistol transition to new firearms, and then COVID hit, and then panic buying hit, so everything went through the roof. So it is the worst possible time to try to acquire ammunition and weapons at this time. So we put everything on hold with that until we can make it more amicable for everybody.
Sounds good. Okay, moving on to communications. Any communications from the public, from outside?
I do not believe we have any, Jess, correct?
No, we don't have any.
Okay. Just a couple of comments under communications, Chief. Just like to commend Officer Conlon for standing his... standings at the memorial on the green for September 11th. I believe he did that on his own time, and it reflected well on the department. So, and it was noticed by a lot of people. So just if you can pass that back to him, that, it really did reflect well on the department. I'd appreciate it.
Duly noted.
Okay, local traffic authority. We have one item on the agenda. That's the crosswalk approval for Caroline Street. And I believe, is that the Cedar Apartments project? Is that what they're calling it?
I had a name.
I know the name's
Cedar Village at Minerva Square.
That's it. Okay.
So I'll give you the very quick summary on this. Apparently, this was application was submitted to the last Planning and Zoning Commission. And it required all the parking spaces to be congruent to the It had to be adjacent to the actual property. There couldn't be a space in order to use the parking spaces contiguous is the word I was looking for. If they wanted to use the parking spaces across the street, then they had to get some type of LTA approval. They also added another story to the building. So this put them a month behind, and this LTA request comes in at the 11th hour. And I can let Deputy Chief Todd explain there any further requirements or what they're looking for.
Yeah, just to be clear, the parking spaces have absolutely nothing to do with the LTA. That's a P&Z issue. Just so we don't think that we have to approve where their parking spaces are. The only thing they are requesting, because they have 47 spaces in the old city-owned Caroline Street lot, which they purchased, they wanted a crosswalk that left from the sidewalk at that location to their main entrance. It is a mid-block crosswalk, which we frown upon. However, there's really no other logical solution. Otherwise, people have to, you know, walk half a block to a corner to a crosswalk, then half a block back to the entrance. So we took a look at it. The police department's not opposed to it. The cost of signage and striping will be left to the developer. So our recommendation is that the board approve the crosswalk.
And realistically, people being who they are, they're not going to walk the half block to the corner and then walk back to the lot. They're going to go right across the street anyway. So,
correct.
Marking it and finding it is probably the safest way to do that. So I have no problems with that. Commissioner Glode, Bartholomew?
I just have, is that the main entrance to the building? Is that where they're putting that crosswalk? Because there's only two spots that are close to that. The other, well, there's a couple of handicaps, but the other 40-something spots are way down at the end. What are the odds that people are going to walk all the way down there?
Well, the odds aren't that great, but the reason the developer did that was because as the chief said, the developer, if you notice on the plans, put two handicap spots, I believe two, at least two, in that parking lot, attempting to meet his requirement for the number of handicap spots he needs for those units. The city's engineering firm told him that is not going to fly, that, as the chief said, the spots have to be in the actual parking lot of the building. Yes. Now, he resubmitted those plans again on the 30th, still showing the 30th of September, still showing those spots where they are. But again, not our battle. That is a battle for our Planning and Zoning Commission. So regardless of whether those spots are there or whether they're not, a crosswalk to the front entrance makes sense. But yes, that is the reason why he put that crosswalk where he did on that road, because he was trying to, I guess, get those two handicap spots, which are near where the crosswalk are, approved. And I don't think that's going to fly, but again, not our battle.
All right. That's all. It's the only question I had, because just the vast majority of the spots are way away from that. They're closer to 40.
The other thing that we don't reflect is the full plans. The full plans are the entire basement floor, for lack of a better term, is a parking garage underneath the complex. So you have a bunch of spaces underneath, and then you have these stories of apartments above those. So they're suspended above them on pillars. So these are kind of some tenant, but some overflow parking that are required.
All right. I'm all set. Thank you.
Do we need a motion on this?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
So I would call for a motion to approve the crosswalk.
I make that motion to approve the crosswalk for Cedar Village.
Okay. Commissioner Globe made that motion.
I'll second.
Look for a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Chief, any word on East Derby Square, the replacement of that traffic box? I know that's got to be a headache.
I was just stuck in it. The traffic is backed up past probably to the old Wawa. Deputy Chief has probably the updates from this morning on that.
No, I have no updates. I don't know what you're referring to. I was not briefed on any issues over there at all. So if you wanted whatever you know about that, that's fine. But then just before we close this, Commissioner, I just want to brief you on the two items from last month.
Sure. Just very, very quickly, a vehicle impacted the state traffic control box, the actual brains behind the traffic light. It is out. There are stop signs placed at every approach to it. So it's being treated as a three-way stop. Traffic from Derby Avenue is slightly backed up. Traffic coming from Route 8 is flowing fairly normal. The highest impact is traffic coming in from the New Haven area into the square, and I do not have an ETA. I know that's a 24-hour service light, should there have been a short circuit or something, but I'm sure this is dependent on actually getting the equipment in. It needs an entire replacement. The entire brains of it, the CPU, et cetera, is gone. So they're going to have to rebuild that from scratch.
That's what I was kind of wondering about. Okay. Well, we'll adapt as well as we can. So Deputy Chief, the two items from last month.
Yes, the two items from last month, the number one was the Route 34 at Sentinel Hill, Derby Milford Road, the issue with the crosswalk. That was referred to District 4 Engineering. District 4 said they would send someone out to evaluate and let us know once they have evaluated and decided if they plan on taking action one way or another. We had a follow-up call into them last week. They still have yet to go out there. So in typical state of Connecticut fashion, they haven't even got out there yet. So we're on top of that. We will follow up with them as we go. But they, to my knowledge, they still haven't even gone out there to evaluate it yet. The other item was the potential for the do not block intersection, do not block the box at Route 8 and exit 15 there. And as I said, my email to you, it turns out to be a much more difficult endeavor to accomplish. The state will only grant approval if the city decides that they want to actually pass an ordinance to allow it, which specifically is required by the law, which I believe I forwarded all of you. In addition, any painting of any lines, any signage, et cetera, the cost of that has to be borne by the city. So should we decide that that is a really problem area that is justified to go through the process of creating an ordinance, going through the public, whatever it takes, public notice, public hearings, whatever you have to do to create an ordinance, and then, find the money from the city to actually have that done, then that's something we can pursue. But at this time, it's not as easy as just, having the state come out and do something and us start giving tickets.
Understandable.
To chime in on that, if I'm not mistaken, the state is also very much frowning upon us trying to do anything there because of the way they design the intersection to shift the lanes. Any additional markings would lead to more confusion and possible more harmful events between vehicles, for lack of a better term.
Okay, well, we can mention, we can look at it, and, we've got an answer. And again, I wish there were better things, but we're gonna be going through a long process in that area with traffic and construction anyway. So hopefully we can keep an eye on it and just see where it goes, where it leads us. So, well, thank you, Deputy Chief, for the other two items that you talked about. I have nothing else for the good of the order. Does anyone else have anything?
No.
Nothing from me.
I have a motion to adjourn.
All right. I'll entertain a second to that motion.
I'll make the second.
Okay, so motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. All right, everyone. Have
good
a good
night,
one.
Everybody.
Have a good night. Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Bye-bye. 6:22 p.m.
Thanks, Mark.